senses, with your five senses. This creator who created them, he exists, and you can realize his existence by pondering into these things that you see around you. So the first few ayat, they talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking an oath by the clouds. And some scholars, they interpret these same verses as referring to angels, and others, they interpret the verses as referring to the prophets alayhim salatu wasalam. But we're just going to focus on one interpretation for the sake of clarification and simplification. But again, the Quran is so beautiful and so deep that it can hold different meanings, and those meanings are completely accurate and they fall into place very beautifully also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, I swear by those winds that they are sent in quick succession. So whenever a rainstorm is about to come, what happens is the wind picks up, and it's not very we cannot feel that too much because of the fact that we have buildings around us. There are a lot of construction around us, and because of that construction, this obstruction basically becomes, it prevents the winds from being felt. But if you are in a flat area, those winds become very, very noticeable. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I swear by those winds that are sent in quick succession, فَالْعَاصِفَاتِ عَصْفَ, and they become stormy. Those winds, they become very stormy. عَاصِف, رِيحٌ عَاصِف, means the wind that becomes stormy. وَالنَّاشِرَاتِ نَشْرَى, and they become the means of spreading what? The clouds. The clouds basically spread because of the winds that take them from place to place. فَالْفَارِقَاتِ فَرْقَى, and though they split up the clouds. That's one meaning, and there are other meanings also given of وَالْفَارِقَاتِ فَرْقَى. فَالْمُلْقِيَاتِ ذِكْرَى, and they insert remembrance. Where do they insert the remembrance? They insert the remembrance into the hearts of the people. So what happens is, when a person, he sees the rain clouds forming, and he sees the rain coming down, either he's a believer or he's a disbeliever. So as a believer person, he sees these rain clouds and it reminds him of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Subhanallah, how great is Allah. And he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these rain clouds that are forming. Alternatively, a disbeliever who doesn't have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sees those rain clouds and it makes him afraid of the thunder and the lightning, and he feels that he may die in that. So it inserts into the hearts a form of remembrance, and depending on what kind of a person that is, that remembrance takes place. فَالْمُلْقِيَاتِ ذِكْرَى عُذْرًا أَوْ نُذْرًا, which means this becomes an excuse or a warning. Excuse or a warning. What this means is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends reminders to us as human beings, for us, so that on the Day of Judgment, we cannot say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, you didn't remind us, you didn't tell us, you didn't teach us, you didn't send a prophet to us. So udhran, so Allah sends these signs to us in front of our eyes as a form of udhr, that my excuse is complete, what's your excuse? Okay, I've done what I'm supposed to do, I've given you the warning, I've given you these signs, you should be reflecting on these things, you should be pondering on these things, and this should increase your iman. There should be no excuse for you. And also, some scholars even go as far as to say that this O, which literally means or, is, it actually means and. So as an excuse and as a warning to you. As a warning, meaning that the same Allah who created these rain clouds and these things that happen around you, He is the one who will make you come into existence again. So this is a warning for you to take heed and to become stronger believers, or to become believers. So this these verses, they end the qasam. And I've mentioned before, there's a qasam and then there's a jawabul qasam, right? Wallahi, this is the qasam. Whatever comes after wallahi is known as jawabul qasam. So these first six verses, they were the qasam, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the actual qasam. He says, innama tu'aduna lawaqi'. Indeed, what you have been promised, indeed it will occur. It will happen. So what is al-waqi'? What is the thing that will occur? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes as in al-waqi'ah, the event that will take place. That is the event of the Day of Judgment. So what's the thing that is connecting the qasam and the jawab al-qasam? Basically, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking the oath by these things that we see around us visually. We see lightning that strikes and it destroys certain things. We see sometimes the rain that falls. Sometimes it falls in measure. Sometimes it increases. When it increases, it creates floods and it creates destruction. So just this simple cycle of the rainfall, it holds so many lessons for us about the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can do so many things, and he has the power to do so many things. Similarly, another connection may be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down the rainfall, and with this rainfall, the dead earth becomes alive. So the same way that we see the dead earth and the dead plants becoming alive, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the ability to make us come alive again on the Day of Judgment. So he says very clearly, إِنَّمَا تُوعَدُونَ لَوَاقِعِ. Indeed, what you have been promised, it will occur. فَإِذَا النُّجُومُ طُمِسَتْ. When the stars, they will become extinguished. وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ فُرِجَتْ. And the skies, they will become split. فُرِجَتْ, they will have space in between them. وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ نُسِفَتْ. And the mountains are ripped up from the roots. The word nasaf, it refers to the camel when it takes the grass and it rips it directly from the root. So this is the same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to remove the mountains from the roots and they're going to be destroyed. وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ نُسِفَتْ. وَإِذَا الرُّسُلُ أُقِّتَتْ لِأَيِّ يَوْمٍ أُجِّلَتْ. And when the prophets have been given a fixed time, meaning this is the time that the prophets والسلام, the Anbiya والسلام, have been promised, this is what is occurring. So this word uqqitat, it's actually waqqitat from the word tawqit, and this waw, it changes, it can be changed. There's a rule in grammar that if the waw madmuma comes at the beginning of a verb, it can be changed into a hamza also. So the waw changed into hamza, it became uqqitat. So the time that people, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, were given, it occurs. لِأَيِّ يَوْمٍ أُجِّلَتْ. The day that they had been given a time for. Meaning, all the prophets were given a time that this is going to occur in the future. Nobody knew the exact time, but this is actually occurring right now, which is the Day of Judgment. لِيَوْمِ الْفَصْلِ. For the day of decision. The Day of Judgment, it will be the day of decision. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the question, do you even know what the day of decision is? وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. There will be destruction on that day for the people that deny. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats this sentence again and again throughout the surah. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Destruction is going to be on that day for the people that deny. Deny what? Deny the existence of Allah. Deny the hereafter. Deny Jannah. Deny Jahannam. All of these people, when they see what is happening in front of their eyes, they will realize that they were mistaken. So destruction will be on that day for the people that deny. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes into giving more examples. Examples that we see, we know, that have happened in the past with previous nations. We see the ruins. We see the remnants of their communities, of their villages, of their towns, of their palaces. Allah says, أَلَمْ نُهْلِكَ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Didn't we destroy the people that came before? ثُمَّ نُطْبِعُهُمُ الْآخِرِينَ. Then after that, we're going to make others follow them. Just like he destroyed the others and the people that came before, he is going to make others follow in their footsteps, and they will be destroyed the same way, and the cycle will repeat itself, because people will continue to deny, people will continue to be arrogant and not accept the message of Islam. كَذَلِكَ نَفْعَلُ بِالْمُجْرِمِينَ. This is what we will do with the criminals. Criminals, the people that denied the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Destruction will be on that day for the people that deny. أَلَمْ نَخْلُقْكُمْ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينَ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes into telling us about our own creation, how we were created. And that in itself, you know, it's a miracle that we see every day that is happening right in front of our eyes. But because it's such an everyday thing, it is something that we choose to kind of take for granted. But the first time when you go to the doctor and your wife is pregnant and you hear the first heartbeat through the sonogram or through the instrumentation that the doctors have, you hear the heartbeat of the baby that is in the womb of your wife, that should really move you. That should really make you feel that, look, this is a new life that is starting. But again, because we see it on an everyday basis, we just kind of take it for granted. Okay, my wife became pregnant, and then she has a baby. Everybody says congratulations, and that's it. The real thing that we need to understand is that how this miracle is being performed in front of our eyes every single day. And that in itself should be a means of understanding the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَمْ نَخْلُقُمْ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ. Did we not create you from a despised fluid? So what is the despised fluid? The semen, that if it gets you onto your clothes, if it gets onto your body, you wash it off. That is what we were created from. Yet we despise it and we don't like it. Okay, we don't want that to be on our bodies, because most of us, there's a difference of opinion about the impurity of semen, but most of the scholars, they say that it's impure. So this impurity, it's a despised fluid, yet we were created from it. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ. And we put it in a place which was protected. The uterus, it's protected from, you know, many things. You know, traditional cultures, they have so many kind of myths about, you know, what a pregnant woman should be doing and what she should not be doing. Don't walk too much, don't go up the stairs too much, don't lift things up which are too heavy. The reality is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects the baby in the womb. And it's a very protected area. And a woman can actually do so much and get away with doing those things because it is in a protected environment. The initial stages of the pregnancy, the fetus actually attaches itself to the uterus, and it becomes like a leech. I don't know if you know what a leech is. A leech is kind of like an insect that lives in the water. If you put your feet into the water, that leech, it actually attaches itself to you and sucks blood. So, and you cannot remove that unless you actually burn it off, or you actually, or the leech actually drinks to its fill and then it removes itself by itself. So this is how the initial stages of the pregnancy are. It attaches itself to the uterus wall and it sticks there until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates for it the placenta and the umbilical cord, and it then removes itself from the uterus wall, and it's now connected to the placenta, and it's connected only to the umbilical cord. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَجَعَلْنَاهُ فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ. We put this baby in a protected place, إِلَىٰ قَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ, for an allocated time, for a known time. The period is obviously for approximately 9 months for a human being, and it varies more or less between 9 months. After 6 months, if it's born, nowadays we have the technology to put the baby in an incubator and put it, and it generally survives. But this known time, allocated time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it in the womb. فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ. and we estimate, and what a wonderful estimation it is. Meaning each and every single baby, you know, when the baby is about to be born, there are things that happen to the, you know, the female body. You know, the whole body, it basically prepares itself for the removal of the baby. And even though it's still a very difficult thing to do for the woman to actually have the baby, but still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitates the way. Okay, ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ يَسَّرَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. We make the way easy for the birth of that baby. Okay, so فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has an estimation that time when it comes, it is done in a beautiful and wonderful way. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. So now after reminding the human of his own existence, Allah says that how can you deny this? How can you deny that there's a creator who created you? Destruction will be on that day for the people that deny. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes into reminding the human of the things that are around him. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ كِفَاتًا, didn't we make the earth as a container? أَحْيَاءً وَأَمْوَاتًا, for the people that are alive and the people that are dead. The people that passed by before us for centuries and millennia, they are in the same container, the same receptacle, and the alive people are still there. وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ شَامِخَاتٍ وَأَسْقَيْنَاكُمْ مَاءً فُرَاتًا, and we put inside this container huge mountains, high mountains, and we fed you with sweet water. We gave you sweet water to drink. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ, destruction will be on that day for the people that deny. Now after mentioning all these things that we see around us with our own eyes, Allah then says what's going to happen on the Day of Judgment to these people that were denying. Allah says, انطلقوا إلى ما كنتم به تكذبون. Go ahead to everything that you are denying. You are denying the hereafter, you are denying Jahannam, you are denying the angels, you are denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are denying Jahannam, now it's right in front of you. انطلقوا إلى ما كنتم به تكذبون. Go ahead and walk to that thing that you are denying. انطلقوا إلى ظل ذي ثلاث شعب. Walk towards the shadow which has three branches. So what does this mean? When you see the fire, it's lit and the smoke comes out of it, it basically disperses into branches. So the Jahannam, the hellfire, when the smoke is burning, the smoke is coming up and it's going into three branches. So this is the shadow that is being referred to here. لَا ظَلِيلٍ وَلَا يُغْنِي مِنَ اللَّهَبِ. It's such a shadow that it does not provide a shadow from the heat, and it does not provide any benefit from the flames. مِنَ اللَّهَبِ. إِنَّهَا تَرْمِي بِشَرَرٍ قَلْقَصْرِ. It is throwing out flames just like huge castles. So you've seen probably when the fire, it becomes big. If you've ever lit a bonfire, what happens is you put the wood inside and it becomes bigger and bigger. And then when it gets to a certain point, it starts throwing out sparks. And if you don't stand a little far away, what's going to happen is it's going to get onto your clothes and burn holes into your clothes. So this fire, Jahannam, it is throwing sparks, not small sparks that will just put holes in your clothes, but huge sparks that are as big as castles. And on top of that, كَأَنَّهُ جِمَالَةٌ صُفْرٌ, just like golden camels. Those sparks will be like huge golden camels. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ, destruction will be on that day for the people that deny. هَذَا يَوْمُ لَا يَنْطِقُونَ وَلَا يُؤْذَنُ لَهُمْ فَيَعْتَذِرُونَ وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. This is the day that they cannot speak. The people will not be able to speak in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be made to remain quiet. And this has been mentioned in other places in the Quran, that the Day of Judgment, you can only see. فَلَا تَسْمَعُ يَوْمَئِذٍ إِلَّا هَمْسًا. You will hear only people whispering, or the shuffling of the footsteps. Billions and billions of people all gathered, but nobody has the Nobody has the audacity. Nobody dares to speak. هَذَا يَوْمُ لَا يَنْطِقُونَ وَلَا يُؤْذَرُ لَهُمْ فَيَعْتَذِرُونَ And they're not going to be given permission to present their excuses, initially at least. But after that, when the hisab takes place, then there'll be interaction taking place and there'll be an exchange taking place. But initially, everybody has to remain quiet until they're given permission. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ Destruction will be on that day for the people that deny. هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ This is the day of decision. The day of judgment, this is the day of decision. جَمَعْنَاكُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ We've gathered you and all the people that came before you. Everyone is here today. Nobody can run away. جَمَعْنَاكُمْ وَالْأَوَّلِينَ Gathered you and the ones that came before. The challenge is then from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنْ كَانَ لَكُمْ كَيْدٌ فَكِيدٌ If you have any plan, then present that plan now. Do what you can do. Can you run away? Can you escape? You cannot escape. Then finally, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ Destruction will be on that day for the people that deny. The surah actually goes on, there's a few more ayat, I'll stop there. But basically, the whole theme behind the surah is for people to look around and reflect upon the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through reflecting upon the creation, understand and believe that the Creator is there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, He exists. And if we choose to deny, if we choose to disbelieve, then we only have to wait for the time when our eyes close and we see the reality of these things of the hereafter, then we will realize that whatever we were being told, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us was the truth. We need to wake up before that. We need to realize before that our conviction, our iman needs to increase, and we need to prepare for the impending day that is to come, which is the day of judgment. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard. طلع البدر علينا بثنيات يدها وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله دا أيها المبعوث فينا جئت بالأمر المطاع جئت شرفا مرحبا